Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I thought it would be fun to do a program that cheers us up. And I'm thinking particularly of loyal listener, the very brave Judah Matthew Culp, who is learning to navigate life from a wheelchair. Though he's only 8, he can get that thing going faster than the speed limit, then come squealing to a halt just in time. Judah is my grandson, blessed with my good looks and infectious laugh. Few things help him laugh quite like a corny joke, so here we go. Where do you take someone who is injured playing peekaboo? To the ICU. Yes, the intensive care unit. What did the stuttering pirate say when he turned 80 years old? Aye, matey. I'm matey. Okay. What do you give a scientist with bad breath? Experiments. Oh, boy. Where does a scientist wizard work? In a labracadabratory. What musical instrument would you find in a bathroom? A tuba toothpaste. I like that. What word has 5 letters and starts with gas? Truck. It starts with gas. What is a calendar's favorite food? Dates. Why did the motorcycle not want to go hiking? Because he was too tired. What kind of award do dentists hate to receive? A plaque. What did the hat say to the head? I've got you covered. Why couldn't the pirate find his playing cards? He was standing on the deck. Did you hear about the kidnapping in the park? He woke up. Oh, man. What do you call a criminal at the North Pole? A burglar. Ah. What's the difference between a TV and a magazine? Ever try to swat a fly with a TV? Why can a hand not be 12 inches long? Because then it would be a foot. What's the difference between a teacher and a train? One says, spit out your gum. The other says, choo, choo. Why do we put candles on top of a birthday cake? It's too hard to blow them out when they are on the bottom. What do you call people who love ceilings? Ceiling fans. And what kind of athlete is most like a spider? A baseball player. They both catch flies. Well, I can't wait until Judah is able to run around and catch some fly balls from Grandpa. Laughter helps, but the last while has been tough for him and his family. Judah's mom, my darling daughter, just sent a text. Judah had blood work done. He did lots of screaming. I did lots of crying. So we went out for a treat afterwards and watched the snowfall on the mountains. His wise mother knows where to go. When your heart is hurting and you're wondering when help will arrive, Psalm 121 asks us to turn our gaze from our problems on upwards, even beyond those mountains, to the one who provides and protects us on this journey. The psalm says, I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. Comforting words, aren't they? God is always watching us, never sleeping, constantly preserving those who are His. So look up today. And if you didn't get the joke about the ceiling fan, that's okay. I guess it was way over your head.
At Laugh Again, we share a message of hope and joy rooted in Jesus with thousands of listeners every weekday. But this isn't meant to be one-sided. We want to hear from you, too. Leslie recently wrote, "This ministry has been so helpful to me. I share episodes with my family. I'm forever grateful." What does Laugh Again mean to you? We'd love to hear your story. Visit laughagain.us/contact and share it with us today. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.